pro-family leader and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
History the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now, former CIA agent Ray McGovern, who I had the great joy of meeting in New York on the 10th anniversary of 9/11, and he's out there openly accusing the corporate media in the United States of beating the drums for a hostile attitude towards Russia. They're trying to sell you a new world war. And I'd like to remind those people who don't know that Russia actually does have weapons of mass destruction. And they do have the rockets that can heave them halfway around the world. Now, we know that after more than a decade of war around the world, 17 countries invaded and who knows how many being covertly overthrown from within, the United States is militarily and economically exhausted. They don't have the manpower, the manufacturing, the money, or the moral authority to sustain a prolonged conventional war against Russia and possibly China as well. And that means if they get this war going, if they kick up an absolute new world war in the Ukraine, somewhere between that point and final capitulation by the United States government, they will resort to their nuclear weapons. And that's going to be a bad day for anybody not wearing 2 million sunblock. Now, turning around to Malaysian Flight 370, it's still in the news. Apparently, that robotic submarine that they sent down to look in the area where they think they heard black box pingers, but may have been chasing beaked whales, according to a German oceanographer. They had to abort it because it turned out the bottom of the ocean is deeper than 15,000 feet, which is the limit for this robotic submarine. I have to wonder why they didn't know what the depth in that area was before they sent that down there. Because all large ships have echo sounders that can reach down that far. And as a matter of fact, there's an interesting anecdotal story. When the Ballard expedition was first locating the wreck of the Titanic, and they had their ship on the surface that was towing this undersea camera sled looking for debris, and when they finally found the main part of the ship, as they went over it, the echolocator on the bridge of the ship registered the target. And that's kind of an interesting phenomenon. I remember many years ago when I was doing a lot of sailing off the Southern California coast, I was obviously very interested in sunken ships. And just off of San Pedro, there's the remains of this four-masted sailing ship just sitting upright on the floor of the ocean. And using a binocular with a built-in compass, we maneuvered our boat to the location of it. And as we went over it, we saw the outline of the wreck on our depth sounder. Anyway, we're going to grab a quick phone call here. Steve in California. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Physical gold. When you talk about getting having physical gold, I kind of worry about that because, you know, the government will have records of your gold purchase and you'll have to store it in your home. You can't put it in a bank because then the government could just seize the account or basically freeze the account to use it to prop up the economy if the economy starts to go south. So having gold in your physical possession, and what's to keep the government from coming to your home so that we know you've got gold in your house and we want it
you
now?
You buy it in very small sizes because right now it's only transactions in gold above a certain level that are reported to the federal government. I think it's something like $900. So if you're buying half-ounce and quarter-ounce gold coins, there isn't a record being kept.
There won't be a cumulative saying over a certain time that they'll have to report it?
No.
To the government?
No.
Okay.
Now, some states are now calling for legislation to track all gold purchases for that very reason. But if you're scared of buying gold because of gold confiscation, which is, yes, it's going to happen, I would recommend silver, which isn't being tracked below a certain level of purchases, going out and getting what is so-called junk silver, which are these pre-1965 U.S. coins that had silver in them, and they're a recognizable shape and denomination, which is going to make post-collapse of the Fed commerce a little bit easier, because everybody will say, I need a gallon of gas. All right, that's 25 cents, which is what it was before the Federal Reserve inflated the heck out of the dollars. But the reason I keep hitting the word physical is you don't want to be buying these paper contracts. They are leveraged something. Some estimates of the leveraging of these paper gold commodities contracts are as high as 100 to 1. And they're just overprinting these gold contracts as part of the scam to keep the price of physical silver and physical gold as low as possible, because they don't want people emptying their stock market accounts or their savings accounts and pulling the money out of the system, which is a very real threat. If everybody in America closed their savings account and dumped their stock portfolio, there isn't the plunge protection team. There's not a thing they could do about that.
Do you also see Robbie Novell, I think, mentioned also on his show that the government has seized quite a bit of stock in copper, and so have the Chinese. Is there potential that will also be considered a precious metal in the future, do you think?
Yeah, they're already issuing bars and rounds in copper. Now, at this point, I think it's a little bit silly because you have to have a huge pile of it to represent significant wealth. But any metal that can be coined and minted ultimately becomes something that can be bought and traded and bartered. And it's kind of a bizarre thing to look at, because when I was a kid, copper is what they made the plumbing out of. And yes, they made the pennies out of it. They don't even put copper in the pennies anymore. But it is becoming a valuable metal in bulk. There's a huge problem with copper thievery all over the United States. We've had copper thieves here on the island of Oahu that have just torn down power lines out on the leeward side. There's this amazing remains of a building over in Haiku Valley that during World War II was one of the very earliest ultra-long-wave communication systems for submarines, and it could send messages to submerged submarines out by Tokyo or in New York Harbor. They could pick up the signals. And it was this amazing, you know, antique radio facility. And unfortunately, the copper thieves got in there and they stripped it all out, because up on the third floor of this thing are these amazing loading coils. They're like they're made out of teak wood. Even the nuts and bolts are teak wood, because that's how much power they ran through this thing. And the biggest one of all is something like 30 feet across and 60 feet tall. And at one point they were wrapped with copper wire, but that's all been taken out.
Yeah, we've had that same problem out here in California too, copper thieves. Terrible. All right, thanks, Michael.
All right, you got it. Now, getting on to Europe and NSA spying, and remember I was mentioning before about how Europe is not feeling they can trust assurances by the U.S. government of covering natural gas shortfalls over the Ukrainian crisis, probably because U.S. assurances regarding NSA spying have proven to be complete and utter worthless. And in a recent interview, German Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière warns that American spying has become boundless. It's completely out of control. The U.S. still insists they have a right to spy on the law-abiding citizens of every country on Earth. Countries that are trying to set up their own secure private internets, the U.S. is threatening them, saying that preventing the U.S. from reading their private communications is somehow a violation of trade agreements. And that's complete and utter nonsense. Which brings us back to the Heartbleed bug, which is looking to me more and more to have been an NSA backdoor. one of the core programmers in OpenSSL may have been compromised. Remember, the NSA, years ago, there was a huge scandal over a European encryption company called Crypto AG that had originally started manufacturing a commercial version of the German Enigma. Then they got into electronics, and the NSA bribed the owner of the company with a huge amount of money to put a backdoor in all their products so that anything being encoded on their machines could be read by the NSA. We know the NSA backdoored Windows. The NSA backdoored Apple operating systems. They backdoored Linux, several of the versions out there. This is how the NSA spies on you. And Heartbleed is beginning to look more and more like more of the same. And when we get back from these commercials, I will further elucidate.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, Dad, you're sounding a lot better. How have you been feeling since your heart attack?
Well, son, I am feeling a lot better. Ever since your sister ordered me a bottle of Heart Drop 2000's Extendovite for my heart.
Heart Drop? Extendovite? What's that?
Well, it's just seven herbs that are approved for helping keep my heart healthy.
That's great, Dad. I was getting worried about you. I am so glad it's helping.
So am I, son. I'm very glad your sister got it for me. I wish I had known about it before my heart attack.
Yeah, but would you have taken it, though?
You know, I'm not sure if I would have. But I'm awful glad I'm taking it now. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, we're getting a report that apparently over in the eastern Ukraine, the pro-democracy separatists have succeeded in shooting down one of the Kiev government's helicopters now. So it's not going as smoothly as they would like. But the situation is clearly escalating, and the U.S. government is desperate for a major war. because they think it'll fix the economy, because that's what worked in World War One and World War Two. Or at the very least, if they get war with Russia, they're expecting you to salute the flag and fling your money and your babies onto those Russian bayonets here and forget all about IRS targeting of dissent, NSA spying on us all, rampant out of control corruption throughout the entire federal government, its unconstitutionality and illegitimacy and illegality. And they're hoping you all go back and say, our country, right or wrong, which, of course, is nonsense. You should never back your country when it's wrong. Not ever, under any circumstance, because that is what allows tyrants their power and authority, is the people going along with them even when they are wrong. Now, we're going to talk about the Heartbleed software bug, which I am beginning to suspect is actually an NSA backdoor. They don't want anything out there they can't break into. And we're talking here about the OpenSSL architecture, which encrypts web pages, including those at your bank. Apparently up in Canada, they've had to shut down their tax collection website because it's wide open. Now we're seeing an article coming out of The Guardian where routers and phones are at risk from Heartbleed. There's concern being voiced over, again, this is an article in The Guardian, that 50 million Android phones are vulnerable to Heartbleed. Data showing devices running Android 4.1.1 could be exploited by what's being called the reverse Heartbleed to yield user data, including 4 million phones in the U.S. alone. Now, testing has confirmed that this Heartbleed bug, or backdoor, can expose a server's private encryption key. Now, that doesn't sound like a coding mistake to me. That sounds like something that was very carefully engineered to reveal as much data as possible about machines using OpenSSL and hopefully not be stumbled over. Now, Obama is out there saying that NSA must reveal bugs like Heartbleed, unless, of course, the NSA is using them. And so, basically, if there's something out there that is exposing you to cyber criminals and the NSA says, we could actually use this, they don't have to report it. Now, there's a very alarming article over at Washington's blog pointing out how Homeland Security seems to have admitted that the U.S. government has known all along about the Heartbleed bug. Because a lot of government websites use OpenSSL, but apparently the government computers have already been patched to block it. And I am at this point, I am pretty much convinced that the NSA compromised OpenSSL just as it compromised every publicly available encryption system, including RSA. Remember, that came out this last year. RSA Security was compromised by the NSA. Little story about the end of World War II. As I've mentioned before, when you're decoding a message, it's a two-step process. First, you have to get the method. Then you can brute force the keys. And of the two, determining the method is the most difficult. The Allies were not able to break the German Enigma code until they physically captured a machine. Then they had the method, and after that, Alan Turing built this giant mechanical calculator that they called the bomb because it was constantly making a ticking sound that they could brute force the keys on. At the end of World War II, the U.S. and British governments made presents of captured Enigma machines to their allies, and didn't bother mentioning that they already knew how to read all the traffic encrypted on those machines. Now, speaking of NSA, the Guardian and the Washington Post were awarded the Pulitzer Prize for coverage of the NSA surveillance story. This is a rare case of the corporate media doing the right thing, reporting on a story that people around the world needed to know. Now, if you are a Gmail user, Google has updated their privacy terms. And buried in there, basically, they're acknowledging that Google is scanning all email by automated software. Remember, we have that list of buzzwords that the government is looking for you know, to show that you might be a terrorist or you might be unfriendly to the government. They're looking for the bad thoughts. And apparently, Google has gone along with this policy, and they're now informing all the users of Gmail that everything you send through the Gmail email system is being scanned by computer to look for bad words. So email is not private. It's wide open. They don't need a warrant. All right. Interesting little statistic. Personal data theft jumped from 11% to 18% in just 6 months' time. And we're talking about data like social security numbers, credit card numbers, and bank account information. This is according to Pew Research. Interestingly enough, that six-month period coincides with the time that the Obamacare website came online. And every security expert is saying it is absolutely wide open to abuse. And under U.S. law, the federal government does not have to inform you if your data entrusted to healthcare.gov has been compromised. Private companies, the department stores, if they get hacked into, they must notify their users of the data breach, but not healthcare.gov. We're going to grab a couple of phone calls here. Tim in New Hampshire. Aloha, Tim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Not much. Been listening for about a year now. First time calling in, though. You know, I'm just calling to complain about how ever since healthcare has changed, you know, I have a handicapped sister, and she has issues with the restroom and everything. And now my dad has to travel up through the Notch to get diapers for up in Gorm, like a couple miles away. You know,
I know where that is. Yes.
Yeah, sitting right here in Conway, you know, like at the local Vite Aid. It's just, I don't know, it's annoying.
Well, you know, this whole, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, was an absolute lie. And there are people dealing with serious physical limitations who are now being told they have to drive 50, 100 miles to get treatment under this system. It's an absolute disaster. And, you know, the IRS is already out there fining everybody who didn't sign up for it.
Yeah, I mean, when Obama was on doing his, quote, victory lap, I sent out the statistics of, I mean, how many people signed up and how many people actually have made the payments that you were talking about and stuff. And I got a lot of replies back of people just like, yeah, like, oh, you know, like, nobody, they're not fooling anyone.
No, they're not. I mean, even the RAND Corporation, when they did their study of Obamacare, they only could come up with 3.9 million Americans who'd actually bought insurance through the healthcare exchanges. It's an unmitigated disaster. You know,
mandatory.
It's just a cash grab. It's just a cash grab. That's all it is. It's all it ever was. This government is just hovering at the edge of collapse, and their only solution is to reach out and rip off more money from you to keep that little Ponzi scheme, private central banking-based economy going a little longer until somebody else is in office to take the fall.
Hey, real quick, you're from Hawaii and everything, that so you should look up a band called Silent Civilian. They have a little bit of a heavy vibe, but their second album was just great.
I'll look them up. I'm not from Hawaii. I live in Hawaii at the moment.
I know that.
I'm a New Hampshire kid. I'm a New Hampshire kid. I grew up in New Hampshire. I spent my childhood in New Hampshire, rather. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, Tim. Back with another phone call as soon as we finish these words from our sponsors.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website,
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. The phone lines are loading up. Alex in Texas. Aloha, Alex. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I was calling because I have a kind of an update. I don't know if it's an update per se of the Bundy Ranch situation, but one of the workers that works in the area, Nevada has a lot of Salvadorans in there, and yes. One of them happens to be Salvadoran, and he is old enough to remember what he went through in El Salvador with his own land. And he started putting some of these things together, and he contacted the newspapers down there. And lo and behold, the people he tried to contact didn't have any idea what was going on. And right now, they're scrambling to write up a story about this, or to at least explain it away, because it's hitting the Salvadoran social media. And this is something that's how they took over our country. You know, that half our country was nothing but farmers and ranchers. And then they declared it. They declared the farmers and the ranchers communists. And next thing you know, civil war erupted. And so we're very, very familiar with this kind of tactic. And honestly, it's beginning to wake up
Yeah, and that was another CIA-sponsored coup d'état to oust the elected government and put in a puppet dictator. There was actually a very good movie made about that called Salvador, starring, I think it was James Wood, that's actually been on cable TV recently. So that's another one to put in your movies I should probably be taking a look at. But the United States has been playing this game at least going back to the end of World War II, where they will go into a country that is not willing to play by the rules the U.S. wants. They will overthrow the elected government, and they'll put in a tyrant who is subservient to American corporate wishes. They did that in Cuba with Batista. They did it in Iran in 1953 with the Shah of Iran. They did it in Chile in 1973 with Pinochet. They tried to do it again in Iran in 2009. That fell flat on its face. And they tried to do it again in Ukraine, which has brought the world to the edge of a nuclear war with Russia.
Yeah, Mike, you're absolutely right in that regard. And I just hope that, you know, being that the Latin community or the Hispanic community is tends to just kind of like put its head down and just say, okay, we'll just kind of go with it. You know, I hope this wakens people up to the fact that, hey, everything that happened, the reason we're here, the reason Colombians are here, Peruvians are here, Ecuadorians are here, Chileans are here, Hondurans are here, the reason we're here is because, well, they needed to keep wages low to a certain degree, and they needed labor, and they went into these countries, they destabilized those countries, brought in the educated middle class. They brought it to America, and they stagnated the wages for what was the richest society with people who were willing to work cheaper, you know. And so that completely destabilized our economy, and we wouldn't, Latins wouldn't be here, Hispanics wouldn't be here if their countries had been left alone.
Yeah, that's certainly true. I mean, I've known a lot of people from that part of the world throughout the years, and I've had these long conversations with them. Alex, I'm going to let you go here. I want to switch over to Art Off the Grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You were talking about Google and Gmail. Now, I don't use Gmail, but I've been using Google Chrome for quite some time, up until about a week and a half ago, when some issues became a real major problem. And I want to see if maybe you can explain to me what was going on. For about 3 weeks, I would be at, you know, it not just certain particular sites, but, I mean, it was like almost any kind of site. Didn't matter. It, when I would be at Netflix or I would be reading a Yahoo News article or just anything, sitting in the chat room talking with people, all of a sudden the screen would change, this thing would pop up, your Google Chrome is outdated. Do you want to update? And I would
okay,
click,
that's
no,
that's a malware. That's a malware.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Suddenly, about a week and a half ago, it did it, only this time it locked my whole system up. So I shut it down, and I don't know what was going on, but I've switched to Firefox. I don't seem to have any problems. Videos run really smooth. Everything works great.
Well, I prefer Firefox myself.
I'm running Windows 7. Is there anything I can do to solve this problem? I mean, Firefox seems to be working great, so I'm going to stay with it for now.
Well, again, when you get a pop-up saying that thus and such on your machine is outdated, download a patch, that's malware. And unfortunately, the reality is that the NSA has put so many backdoors into the entire computer infrastructure, they've left it wide open for real cyber criminals. And NSA workers on, at home on the weekend trying to fatten up their retirement fund. And in the name of security, the NSA has actually made the computer infrastructure system far less secure than it was before. And they figure your stolen credit cards and social security numbers, everything, is a small price to pay to, you know, keep access to the information on other people's business dealings. And it is an absolute, absolute scandal. And, you know, at this point, the safe presumption is that everything that you've got on your computer, is backdoored and has holes in it. Plus, of course, the instant your communication leaves your own machine and goes out on the net, That's all backdoored. If you have secure communication that you need to be carrying out, you've got to write your own encryption, or you've got to go to SneakerNet, you know, or micro SD cards hidden inside nickels and methods like that. Even the paper mail isn't safe any longer. I remember years ago being shown this spray can that you could spray a letter and it would make the paper absolutely transparent. So you could look and see what was inside there. And after it evaporated, it went back to looking perfectly normal. And apparently this is something that's in the CIA, field kit, as it were. And we have a government that absolutely is disdainful of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, and they think it is their right to just watch every single thing that you do to make sure you're not having those bad thoughts about the government.
Well, the thing is, I'm kind of like weirded out because I don't know where this malware would have come from, because I'm very particular about what I download and where I download it from. Generally, when I download something, it's from a source that I know the people and I trust them. But I never do updates. I'm still running, Skype from, 5 years ago. I refuse to update. I refuse to upgrade. I'm still running the original software came on the computer. I do not upgrade or update. Mm-hmm. But now that I've switched to Firefox, and it seems to be working great. In fact, my videos when I'm watching a movie on Netflix runs far smoother than anything I've had up to this point.
I like Firefox.
Is Firefox safe, do you think?
Well, at this point, none of them are perfectly safe unless you write your own code. But again, your traffic can be monitored once it leaves your home and is out there on the internet. The whole system is completely backdoored and compromised. The only way you will have secure communications is you have to create your own encryption system, write the code yourself on a machine that is not connected to the net, bring the executables across on a flash drive, and use it to encrypt your messages, and then to make sure they don't even know that you're sending encrypted traffic, bury it inside a large JPEG image file through a process called steganography, because the NSA isn't going to bother trying to read a message if they don't realize a message is there. Many, many years ago when Echelon was the big scandal, in the older portion of my website, I hid a quote by Shakespeare in one of the image files there, and nobody ever found it.
Well, what do you think of Firefox? Is it Firefox?
I use Firefox. That's my primary web browser. The only time I go to Chrome is there are a couple of websites I deal with that won't work on Firefox, and I'll use Chrome for that. I don't use Internet Explorer. I had Opera for a while, but that got to be more of a pain. But at this point, the safe assumption for everybody on planet Earth is anything connected to computers and electronic devices is backdoored by the NSA.
Well, I do have a desktop that I use for stuff that I don't want, that I want to keep protected. I have a desktop for that that's not connected to the internet and has no Wi-Fi. So,
I have a machine like that too. It's was one of the machines I used to use back on Lost, and it's a real old machine. It's still running XP. The Wi-Fi on it doesn't work. And when I was doing my NSA challenge code development, I did it on that machine. Knowing that it was invisible to the NSA.
Well, I'm when it comes to computers, I'm a complete idiot. I don't know how to do encryption.
I'm kind of the other way. I built my first computer out of telephone relays while I was in high school physics class. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you, Art. We'll be right back.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement, some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, there's drugs to get you up and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor and there's drugs you get downtown. There's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is going to be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the corporate media is still going on and on about the Pistorius trial. And it's a tragedy. But I don't know him. I didn't know her. We're being conditized again. This is what you will think is important. And it is a tragedy. Him shooting through the bathroom door because he thought there was an intruder in there and it's his girlfriend. That's the official story. Where they had an argument and a fight. And you know something? I really don't care. News is what impacts your life directly. Everything else is distraction and advertising. Now, getting back on this computer issue, as I was trying to mention to one of our previous callers, there seems to be an epidemic of phishing attacks all over the web. You know, emails that come in that say, somebody tried to hack into your account at your local bank, please click here to reauthorize, whatever, and you click the link and you get a bunch of malware. A lot of them are trying to basically scare you into clicking the link before you even have a chance to talk about it. I remember I got one about, oh, a month ago, purporting to be from a funeral home, expressing their condolences over my lost family member. And of course, everybody said, oh, who died? And they clicked the link and they're infected. I got two just today, that purported to be from PayPal about, changes to my account, break into my account. And I forwarded them over to PayPal, who confirmed that yes, they were phishing attacks. Now, just as a rule of thumb, when you detect that somebody is trying to do a phishing attack on you, hit forward in your email client, and you want to type phishing, spelled P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, the at symbol, and the domain of whoever it is that you think needs to know about this. Most large corporations maintain that email address to report phishing that infringes on their name and trademark. So in the case of this morning, it was phishing at paypal.com, and I got a very nice reply saying, yes, you're absolutely right, that was a criminal act. And if everybody starts doing it, it's going to start getting some of the phishing under control, because certainly the U.S. government isn't doing anything about this problem. Even with all the NSA spying all over the net, they have to know who's doing it. They're not going to do anything about it, because if you're subject to phishing attacks and cyber, the rest of it, you will buy computer security software, and that will stimulate the economy. And, of course, all of that computer security software, we already know, is wide open to the NSA. It's been confirmed, then denied, then confirmed, then denied, then confirmed, then denied, then confirmed, then denied. But obviously, if the NSA is backdooring the operating systems, and they're backdooring OpenSSL, and they're backdooring all of this stuff, they're not going to let a little thing like Norton Antivirus or McAfee get in their way. So at this point, it's a given. It's all compromised by a government that sees it as their right to use your computer for their purposes. And by the way, that's also a violation of the Fifth Amendment. Private property cannot be taken for public use without just compensation. That's right down there at the bottom of the Fifth Amendment. So when the government is using your computer hardware, using your electricity, using your CPU cycles, using your internet hookup to spy on you, they are in violation of the Fifth Amendment, on top of being in violation of the Fourth Amendment and the Tenth Amendment. Now, there's a very interesting article over at Blacklisted News. And apparently, Robert D. Kaplan, who's the chief geopolitical analyst for Stratfor, is saying that social media is helping to destabilize the world. Now, the context of his comments has to do with how these various covert overthrows are using multiple identities to try and get on social media and say, lo, we've got to kick out the elected government and pave the way for a new unelected government to come in. But there's also the other side of that coin, which is that because of social media and the internet and the blogs, the U.S. government and corporate media's monopoly on the flow of information is absolutely broken, and they don't know how to deal with that right now. Now, over in Russia, they're preparing to pass a bill saying that any internet authors whose works attract 10,000 or more visitors a day, under which I qualify, will be accredited as journalists and accorded all rights commensurate with that status. So maybe it's time for me to move to Russia and join Russia Today or something like that. Here in our country, of course, is exactly the opposite. The government is trying to find some way to shut down anybody not receiving a paycheck from a corporate media outlet. Now, getting on over to the torture scandal, as you know, somebody leaked the Senate torture report before the CIA had a chance to censor and redact it. And it is a very damning statement that tells us that the CIA was using torture methods other than waterboarding, that they have many of these secret torture centers all around the world. The most recently revealed one is in Diego Garcia. And the CIA and the White House are basically under pressure to come clean on all this. But you know something? The final details don't really matter. The U.S. government uses torture. The U.S. government uses torture. The U.S. government uses torture. And that is really all you need to know about the U.S. government. They're using torture. They have concentration camps. They are starting wars with lies, fraud, and deception. They're going right out of Hitler's playbook, Dictatorship for Dummies. And there's an interesting article over on LaRouche Pack about how the White House can't contain Dianne Feinstein's led revolt against the CIA torture cover-up. And the CIA really screwed themselves royally when they were caught spying on and deleting information from the computers of Feinstein and her committee. That arrogant overreach is going to cost them, because now she is thoroughly, thoroughly ticked off. It's one thing in Feinstein's view to spy on ordinary Americans because, you know, we can't trust them. They're dissatisfied with our fascist economic dictatorship and all the corruption here. But boy, oh boy, did Feinstein get angry when she found out they were spying on her. We have a couple of phone calls here. I'm going to try and fit them in before the top of the hour. Kyle in Philadelphia. Aloha, Kyle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I wanted to double back to computer security for a moment.
Yes.
And anybody who's not running a Linux-based OS and anybody who's not using proxy servers when surfing the Internet, they might as well just be broadcasting a bright neon sign saying, here's all my information.
Well, Kyle, I'm sorry to disillusion you, but many of the off-the-shelf available Linuxes are also backdoored and compromised. A lot of the proxy servers, in fact, I think we can assume they all are. It came out that Tor was compromised, that it's in fact saving information that allows the NSA to track your real origination and the path all the way through to your destination. None of these things that people are getting off the Internet or from stores can be trusted. You're going to have to write your own right down to the source code. I'm ready to go back and find an old Commodore 64 to do my communications on.
There's absolutely homebrew programs out there that will allow you 100% security as long as you invest the time and, like you advocate, do your own encryption and things.
That's the one thing that you can do because once you're on the net itself is compromised.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. But you can lock your doors and you can keep yourself safe. I mean, there are forums and whole communities out there made of people who just work on homebrew programs for Linux that is nothing but security based. And they do require for you to invest a little bit of time and knowledge and know what you're doing.
Okay,
Kyle,
you're being naive. What we just learned with this whole Heartbleed bug is these homebrew systems are also being compromised by NSA. Okay? There's only one solution to this NSA spy scandal, and that is for all these data centers to be burned to the ground and everybody who supported unconstitutional spying on the American people to be hanged, drawn, quartered, burned, and the ashes peed on by a rabid wombat.
Anything less is not going to work. I'm a big advocate of peer-to-peer and using proxy servers and trying to stay as anonymous as you possibly can.
Kyle, I think you're being naive. The NSA has backdoored everything. They're not going to backdoor this part of the net and leave this other part of the Internet alone, because obviously everybody would go to it.
A lot of these programs that operate on the dark net, too.
Even the dark net has probably been compromised at this point. Kyle, got to let you go. We're here at our top of the hour break. Another phone call and more about encryption when we come back from these few words.